With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Beryl was battering Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula while officials in Texas urged coastal residents to prepare as the storm moves toward the Gulf of Mexico. Beryl hit Mexico near the resort town of Tulum as a Category 2 hurricane, but weakened to a tropical storm as it moved across the peninsula. The National Hurricane Center expects Beryl to regain hurricane strength once it reemerges into the warm waters of the Gulf of Mexico, where it's forecast to head towards northeastern Mexico and southern Texas. Nim Kidd, the chief of the Texas Division of Emergency Management on KVUE-TV.
We would ask that people take the time to make sure that their vehicles are fueled, make sure that they have food and water, and that they've taken care of their pets, check on their family members, and take the time now to prepare so that whenever this thing is making landfall, you're already where you need to be.
Some Texas counties have already issued voluntary evacuation orders in low-lying areas. Hundreds of thousands of homes in Jamaica remain without electrical power today in the wake of Hurricane Beryl's powerful destruction yesterday. It was one of the most powerful storms ever to hit Jamaica. Kivette Silveira is executive director for the nonprofit international relief agency Food for the Poor in Jamaica.
Food for the Poor has been activating our emergency response mode, and we had anticipated a number of these communities being inaccessible, so we pre-positioned relief supplies across the island with our distribution network partners. Families that are being affected or would have been affected would have been able to get immediate assistance.
Listeners wishing to assist Food for the Poor's emergency efforts in Jamaica can text the word Jamaica to 51555 for a donation link. On Wall Street, the Dow by 67 points. This is SRN News. A man has won a beauty contest in Maryland.
Bailey Ann Kennedy, a man who is living as a woman, was crowned Miss Maryland, the first transgender person to win that prize. A number of other contestants are expressing their dissatisfaction, pointing out how men are invading women's spaces, both in beauty contests and in sports. Men have actually been winning pageants for several years now, both here in the U.S. and abroad. Kennedy will compete in the Miss USA show next month. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
France's renowned Nazi hunter Serge Klarsfeld is advising Jewish voters in Sunday's parliamentary elections to choose the Conservative National Rally Party. The 88-year-old Jewish historian who has dedicated his life to bringing fugitive Nazis to justice warns that the left-wing parties support the Palestinians and have anti-Semitic overtones. He adds that the National Rally Party supports Israel and the Jewish people. This is SRN News. The Kansas Supreme Court has struck down state laws regulating abortion providers more strictly than other health care providers and banning a common second trimester procedure.
The court's decision in two separate cases reaffirms its stance that the state constitution protects abortion access. The court declared access to abortion a fundamental right in 2019. The court rejected a suggestion from lawyers for the state that the justices should walk back the 2019 decision.
Correspondent Jeremy House. A dam in an eastern Wisconsin community has been breached and people living downriver are being evacuated. The National Weather Service says the dam in Manawa along the Little Wolf River was breached at about 1:45 p.m. today by floodwaters. A flash flood warning's been issued for Manawa and other parts of Waupaca County. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.